The 400 Kachin refugees at this Catholic-run camp get regular donations of food and other aid. The youngest were born while in the camp, enlarging families that fled fighting between the Burmese military and the Kachin Independence Army. Some have lost friends or relatives in the conflict. Others, like farmer Na San Tu, were themselves injured.
While I was looking for mushrooms in the forest one morning in July last year, a landmine exploded. I stepped on the wire cable of the mine, and it exploded beside me.
Tin Tun Kwat Nan says she and her eight family members fled Nan San village after it was attacked.
We ran from our village in fear. I don't know exactly how many villagers were killed. Our village was burnt down by Burma's army.
The refugees are supported by donations from local officials, a local Catholic church, and the World Food Program. Volunteer food coordinator Da Cha Pyu says most arrived in October and come from 10 different villages.
They will go back to their villages when there is peace. Now they are worried for their security, so they will not go back to their villages where there is no peace yet.
Although they are unable to return home, these refugees are still better off than the estimated 30,000 in rebel-controlled areas, where the government has cut off food deliveries, apart from just a few UN aid convoys. The last delivery in March contained only enough food to feed a few thousand for 1 month. Daniel Sharp, VOA News, Michina.